From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. Officials saying the strike was authorized by President Obama and occurred early Saturday local time. Reporter Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. On the Pakistani side of the border, if it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Soon after reports strike began appeared online and in news broadcast in the region, Afghan Taliban released a statement calling the reports of his death baseless. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea on Thursday. Latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened. While crews of searching continue scouring the sea for further wreckage, Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Air Egypt name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. They're in the process of trying to locate those now. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has left Washington on a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials are saying the president's visit to Vietnam and Japan is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States to end World War II. Mr. Obama will be the first U.S. head of state to visit the A-bomb site. President Obama has called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on the telephone. He did that Saturday to reaffirm U.S. support for the Iraqi people and the fight against the Islamic State. A White House statement says Mr. Obama assured the Iraqi leader that U.S. forces would continue to play a role in training, advising, and assisting Iraqi forces against ISIL. The statement said the two men also agreed on the need for tighter security in the international zone. After thousands of demonstrators stormed the area Friday, at least 4 people were killed, 90 injured in Friday's clashes with security forces. On Saturday, hundreds of mourners gathered in Baghdad's Sadr City for the funeral of 2 of the men killed on Friday. The men were part of thousands, mostly supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who rushed the international zone on Friday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking during a visit to Qatar on Saturday, Mr. Ban cautioned against using what he called short-sighted policies to confront violent extremists, saying they only make things worse.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
Secretary General said that a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. Powerful cyclone Rayonu weakened Saturday afternoon after crashing into the coastal area of Bangladesh, flooding towns there, villages, triggering landslides, leaving at least 24 people dead. An estimated 500,000 people fled their homes. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.